Would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Randall Johnson, 313-487.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. We're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on, should have already turned the page, but you were notified on November the 30th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, I do.
And on that, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing. I want to introduce them to you by name. To your right, that would be the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your chair. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Leah Rittenhouse, and next to her is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Now, Mr. Johnson we also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Now, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Westby, one quick question. Do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm? Mr. Johnson?
I do.
And Mr. Westby? Thank you. Mr. Johnson, you have two allegations we will want. I'm going to read them, and once I read each of them, please tell me whether it's true or false. First one reads that you have violation of Arizona Conditions of Supervision number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to provide a urine test at task on or about September 14, 2017 and as verbally directed on September the 14, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one is that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report into a face-to-face contact visit on or about September 19, 2017 as verbally directed on September 14, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under surrender from supervision. Sir, is this one true or false?
Half and half.
No, we've got to have one or the other. We can't do half and half, but for protocol purposes, what you just said, sir, I just was talking.
True.
True, okay. But you're going to have a chance to explain it in phase two of this hearing, so we will give you that opportunity. Therefore, based upon the admission of Mr. Johnson, as it relates to allegations 1 and 2, I'm going to move to find that he's in violation of terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Now we're going to phase two of your hearing. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. We're going to begin this phase by receiving some background information, and once we get that, then we're going to come back and speak with you, sir. So at this time, this information will be provided to the board by the Honorable Mr. Westby, and then we'll be back to you, sir. Honorable Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
On March 20th, 2017, Mr. Johnson was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 13th, 2018 by Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, no new charges. He was back in the OC custody on November 14th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of January 10th, 2019, with 420 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 1.5 years. 2016, drug paraphernalia, 9 months. There's no prior convictions. This is his first term at DOC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2006, failure to appear first degree, Colorado, disposition unknown, and he's got Four arrests in 2014 that are drug-related in Arizona, however, charges were either not filed or dismissed. His community risk score is a G1B1.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Johnson, we just want to talk to you for a few moments. It seems that when you were released back in 2017, you were to go to 3332 West Drive in Phoenix, Arizona. And how long did you stay there? Because you kind of disappeared after a while. So how long were you at that address in Phoenix, sir?
Like 6 to 8 months.
8 months, okay. And then I showed that you did have some employment. How long were you employed, sir? Quite right now.
Worked the whole time.
Okay. So what were you doing there at that company?
It was a construction company doing construction work.
Okay. Well, we're glad you had employment. That's something that we always applaud as a board to you, able to go out and find employment. We take note that on March 20th, 2017, you were referred to stage counseling and you graduated from that program in June of that same year. And then you were referred to MRC ITH program and graduated from that program on August 16, 2017. So you were doing quite well, sir. I'm just going to skip around and I'm just going to ask this question. With all that going on so well, why did you escape, sir? Why did you leave without your parole officer knowing where you were, sir?
Oh, I didn't really. I started another job up in Copper Basin. I called my parole officer, told him where I was. I was working this job. I don't have a driver's license. I was on site. I would get to town once a week, and that was it. When my release date came up, I went home to Colorado. Okay. And came back down here to open up a new restaurant. Oh, and here I am. So you opened up your own restaurant, sir? Yes.
Where is it? I mean, is it in Phoenix or up in your hometown?
No, it'd be Glendale.
In Glendale. Well, congratulations. You are an entrepreneur. You're doing quite well out there. Just made one big mistake, and that was the 400 odd days, and your parole officer just had no idea where you were, sir. Now, it also seemed to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you also relapsed a little bit, did you, in terms of some drug, something called methamphetamine? Did I read that correct, sir?
I did.
Okay, was that a drug of choice, or is this something you did one time, sir?
No, it was just now and then.
Now and then, okay. Do you use any other type of illegal substances aside from methamphetamine, sir?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, we hope that you will get off of the mouth, and in as much as you did graduate from SAGE counseling and the program over there at MRC, hopefully you will be able to stay away from it because as an entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur, it's going to be important that you stay off of drugs so that when I come there and get some of your good food, I know that it is great because I enjoy eating out. So. Okay, sir, and I also take note that you did miss some UAs, but you also was negative on some of your UAs. So let me just ask this, whether this board let you out now or whether you get out in January, which is just a few weeks away, what are your plans, sir?
Like I said, I'll trade the full restaurant equipment sitting there waiting for it to get set up and 51st and Thunderbird. I have a location all picked out. Hopefully it's still there, and I'll open up my restaurant.
Okay, well, we trust that it is. What kind of food do you have in your restaurant, sir? Just curious.
Shaved ice and yogurt.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. Okay, I'm going to pause at this time and see if other board members might have some questions for you. I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, sir. But of course, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
That it was a mistake. I should have been more on top of things with the parole officer, but honestly, didn't think it would ever come to this, me going back to prison over something like that. I'm pretty level-headed, and I got good plans coming, so if you could let me out, I'd be appreciative.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, but please stay on the phone because we operate under the open meeting law, so you can hear everything that we say. We don't do anything private. You can hear every word that that board members will be saying. So now the board is in discussion. I find that Mr. Johnson is very interesting. A young entrepreneur who truly prepared to really make a difference, to be a productive citizen, that he got off to a good start from my perspective, and things just kind of went wrong, and he ended up leaving the state, going up to Colorado, and then coming back to the state and starting his own business. But in as much as he did leave the state of Arizona, and he also relapsed on methamphetamine, and he was standing for 420 days. I'm just not in favor. And in addition to that, he only has about, 12, 13 days before he's going to be released at any rate, because based on information that I think I heard from well, a little more than that, we've got 10 days. Okay, so it'll be about 3 weeks he'll be out at any rate on January the 10th of next year. Therefore, we don't have very much time, and even if the board decided to vote to let him out, he probably wouldn't get, it'd be about the same amount of time they process him and all of that. Therefore, I think it would be in his best interest just to remain there and continue to make plans for his restaurant, and so that when he get out, he'll be successful in trying to stay off of any illegal substances, and he can be a successful entrepreneur that he is going to become. So that's my thinking, but I'm prepared to listen to any other board members at this time. Hearing nothing from other board members, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Johnson did violate terms and conditions of supervision, that my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2017W3345, and it's going to be based on the fact that he did abscond for some 420 days. He relapsed on the methamphetamine, and he did depart the state of Arizona. And my motion is to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.G. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Cavani. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on the information that's been presented to the board on January the 10th of this year. We wish you the best. This will end your hearing, and thank you so much for your participation. And we know you're going to be successful, and we're just waiting for January the 10th when you will walk out of that door, never to return again to DOC. Thank you, sir, and your hearing is over.
Thank you.
Thank you.